News RTE is facing a crisis in its relations with the government after it decided or declared misleading pay for presenter Ryan Tuberty for years, undermining its campaign for more public funding. When Social Democrats TD for Kildare North and Deputy Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, Catherine Murphy, is with us now. Good morning to you, Catherine.
Good morning, Owen.
In a disclosure that raised questions about the salaries of other top 10 presenters, RTE revealed that Ryan Tuberty received €345,000 in hidden payments between 2017 and the start of this year. That money was never disclosed in annual pay statements that suggested that Ryan Tuberty took a bigger pay cut than was actually the case, as the broadcaster set out to reduce costs in 2020. Where do we start here, Catherine, because there are so many questions that have to be answered by RTE?
There absolutely are, and this is a very significant issue, and in actual fact, the question of looking for changes to the licensing or state money are certainly not going to be entertained now after this. This is really a bombshell revelation into how this money was accounted for. But Dee Forbes was in front of the Public Accounts Committee on a number of occasions last year and the year before, and essentially she used every available opportunity to restate that the top earners had been reduced by 15%, as you've just said there, and that was not the case for the headline person, and that was Ryan Tuberty. Obviously, Grant Thornton were directed now to do a review into the other people in the top 10. And the reason why they would have to do that is because you can't take RTE at face value. And we at the Public Accounts Committee did take it at face value that when they said that these were the amounts that they were on, and clearly that wasn't the case. Now, who knew about this? I mean, there has to be full transparency if there's any coming back from this. Because it's not the only issue that the Public Accounts Committee dealt with RTE. There was a €1.2 million settlement paid to revenue. There was a couple of reports done by the consultancy firm Eversheds. There's a Department of Social Welfare investigation into 500 personnel in RTE, and some of that is to do with people being employed by as contractors as opposed to misclassified. It's bogus self-employment, and some of those workers wanted to be classified as employees because obviously there are things like maternity leave and sick leave that goes along with that. So there's a range of different things. Now, I wrote to the Public Accounts Committee yesterday mainly because it goes on the agenda for discussion and to have RTE in front of us as quick as possible to deal with this very issue. I don't think we can postpone doing that for any length of time. And I would particularly would want to hear from Dee Forbes rather than somebody that has come in and will say to you, "Well, I'm new and I don't have a responsibility." She's still I wasn't aware of that at the time. So that has to happen. But the other thing is there are potential tax implications in this how this payment was made. I mean, people had to know that this was the arrangement. And essentially, it's an arrangement where people will send in invoices for services instead of being directly employed. So we have to look at that from the point of view, and I'm sure revenue will be looking at this from the point of view.
Yeah, and you're saying that people had to know about it, Catherine, and Ryan Tuberty himself has come out to say that he's disappointed to be at the centre of this story, but unfortunately can't shed any light as to why RTE treated these payments in the way they did, nor can I answer for their mistakes in this regard. Now, Ryan Tuberty is not on the radio this morning, so he had to have known about it as well, Catherine. It's very hard to say, "Oh, sorry, I didn't realise."
Yeah, or that he didn't notice such a large amount of money was missing from the stated amount that made all the headlines, and it always does.
Yeah.
And he should have been in a position to correct that. And if he didn't notice it, I think that kind of speaks volumes about the extent of the payment as well.
But the other thing, Catherine,
arranged it had to know that. And why weren't these things picked up in the audits prior to this?
The other thing that people will see as a massive kick in the teeth is that this covers the years during COVID when people were being laid off, when people weren't being able to work. Other journalists within RTE were engaged in cost-cutting negotiations with RTE management. So while people were struggling in 2020 and 2021, these massive payments were being made out.
Absolutely. And I mean, you could hear that in some of the clips on RTE this morning in relation to how people felt. But you could see it with the presenters in the programme. The various programmes, news and other programmes. You know, there's everything from anger to confusion to absolute, embarrassment. Mm. And I mean, this is the national broadcaster. They're there in a pivotal role to hold people to account, and the very organisation that these people work for has failed them and put them into that position. There is a range of different things, and I think there will be more than one committee looking at this in the Oireachtas. I suspect that Revenue will be looking at it. And
people would say then, Catherine, they have the neck to go into the Public Accounts Committee and ask for more funding or ask to increase the television licence fee.
Yeah, absolutely. It completely undermines their position. And like, there's some very good work, and I think we'd all acknowledge that, done in terms of broadcasting. But it undermines, and it's not cheap to do that. And you will know that yourself. But this completely undermines any argument that they can make that, we've lost kind of 345,000. You know, it it's almost inconsequential, That's the kind of message that comes across. Now, RTE are not, they're obviously, they're a semi-state. They're not audited by the Controller and Auditor General, and because they get such a large amount of public money their accounts have to be laid in front of the Oireachtas. But they're not like a government department when they come in front of the Public Accounts Committee. You wouldn't have the same in-depth knowledge as the Controller and Auditor General would have in relation to other audited accounts. So I think we're going to have to plan the items we're going to have a discussion with them about. But when they were in before, like we would have done what's called a periodic report, and we would have identified things that are recommendations in that report. And that was just last year. And one of the recommendations, because there were two reports done by Evershed into this, as I say, bogus self-employment, and people who wanted to be directly employed that were being paid by as contractors, as I said. But one of the recommendations, recommendation four, says that the committee recommends that it be informed of any future examinations, reviews into the classification or status of workers going forward.
Yeah.
Now, I would have thought that, the Grant Thornton thing would have been brought to our attention rather than finding out about it the way we did yesterday, because, I mean, we made it very clear that was something that we required from RTE.
Right. Finally, Catherine, then, briefly on this, and we watched it on the Tonight Show last night on Virgin Media One. Sinn Féin chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, Brian Stanley, was there amongst other representatives on the programme, and they were raising the question, and other people, I think, will wake up this morning thinking this: Ryan Tuberty is just one man. Is this going to be a saga? Are there going to be more payments that were made out to other presenters? Now, we can't preempt what's coming down the line, but could this possibly be the tip of the iceberg?
The one thing that will do even more damage to RTE is if this is strip fed. There has to be full disclosure. We can't have bits and pieces being revealed or being dragged out of RTE. They won't come back from that if that's the approach that they take. And I think they have to come out. If there's anything further, they have to come out and disclose that. Otherwise, this will be even more serious than the very serious situation that they're in at the moment.
Okay, Social Democrats TD for Kildare North and Deputy Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, Catherine Murphy, thanks for joining us on that. And as Catherine said, she's written to the Public Accounts Committee to say that RTE should come before it to explain this, and we'll have to watch this space. All right, thanks, Catherine.
Hanlon Concrete, your local trusted supplier, serving all your concrete needs for over 40 years. If it's concrete, Hanlon's have it. Remember, keep your business in Kildare to keep Kildare in business. Call us at 045 860 149 or visit Hanlon.